Oh, you like my sign? We were just all morning. I'm just eating lunch. We were just all morning street preaching out at the festival. There's the gospel good news that we preach. We call people out of the culture, out of the church systems, and call them to obedience to Christ. We were just walking up and down the streets for about 3 hours, and we thought, it's a small festival. We're not going to stay too long.
Well, in my lifetime, I've seen the preaching change.
Oh, yeah. It's...
We used to have the old hellfire and brimstone preaching.
Yeah.
And if you don't step on your toes, he's not preaching.
Yeah, definitely things have changed. The culture has become more of the easy believe gospel, people living in sin, following the culture. And so we just encourage people, if you go to our website, we don't take people's money, but we want people to go to the Word of God. And when you compare yourself to the Scriptures, what you find is the church is not teaching you to come out of the world. The church is not teaching you to change how you act, talk, dress, live, how you spend your money, who you associate with, what you preach. They're pretty much, the church has come into America and said, you live any way you want, just go to church on Sunday, believe in Jesus. But that's not the faith of Christ. Yeah.
I lived in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, a long time ago.
And they preached.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to eat, you had to work. You had to get a check
from the government. Yeah, amen. And so the Bible is very clear that we must worship Christ in spirit and in truth. All kinds of noise out here today. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. And in order to receive the blessing of God, the Bible talks about God blesses those who obey him. He doesn't just bless anyone. And it also says in Acts 5, he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. So obedience is very, very important. And I was just preaching down there. Easter's coming. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this is not a biblical holiday. This is a Roman Catholic holiday handed down.
Most of those are Roman Catholic.
Yeah. And the evangelicals are keeping it. Good Friday's a lie because he didn't even die on Friday. Sunday's a lie. He didn't even raise on Sunday. And I got articles on all that on my teaching blog. But I would encourage you, if you claim a faith in Christ, that if you open the Scriptures and begin to test everything, like you said, there used to be a time. I won't say America was ever fully biblical, but America was definitely more biblical. Yeah. 100 years ago, there's no doubt about it, or 50 years ago even, with everything that's being accepted today, abortion, gay rights, people don't know if they're men, they don't know if they're women. I mean, it's what's happened is people...
Well, he made Adam and Eve.
Adam and Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't like this when I tell them that, but I said, the wrath of God is not only coming to America and the world, it's already here. And you know what the wrath of God, the judgment of God is on America? False teachers.
Well, you know, you can just read about the Jewish people.
Right.
Every time they went to the other gods.
Yep.
God.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, God. Oh, yeah, he judged them harshly. Yeah.
We're being judged.
Oh, yeah, America's going to be judged too. So I'd encourage you, again, go to the Scriptures, test everything, how you live. Do you guys attend like a church service?
Sure.
Do you? Is it, I don't know of anyone that's fully biblical. What would
Sunday school class is. Our preaching it.
No, but I have a question. So if you go there and you unite to it and it's not biblical and they keep sin and they keep these compromised ways and you sing and you pray with them, aren't you united to it?
Well, I don't do that all the time.
I would ask you, because you know what it says in Romans 16, 17? In Romans 16, 17, it says, mark those and avoid them who cause division by leaving sound doctrine. Mark them and avoid them.
We have to leave the United States.
Look
at what we got.
That's true. But look at, I believe I live set apart and separate, but I don't belong to a Sunday church system because I won't give them my support because they're compromised. They're not preaching the full gospel. They're not teaching people how to act, talk, live, dress, like I said. They're not teaching to come out of feminism. They're not teaching to come out of paganism. They're not teaching people to throw their television sets away and get in the Word of God. They're not telling them to do away with all these high school sports and all this stuff. They're not telling anybody that stuff. What they're saying is, come to church, drop your money in the plate, and God forgives you. Faith alone, grace alone.
How you doing, Cher?
Fine. How you doing?
Great.
There's no Bible verses that teach you you're saved by faith alone and grace alone. You're saved by the faith and the grace of God, but it's never alone. What is it backed up by? Holiness and obedience to the Scriptures, right? Yeah.
So went right by his deputy.
He's a what?
A deputy sheriff.
Oh, yeah. I dealt with all the police up there. They tried to throw me out of there, and I had to deal with all that.
We used to do Boy Scouts.
We stayed. We pushed through. Paul says, withstand, and when you've withstood, then he says, stand. So we had to do that today.
Well, you have a great day.
You too. Check out our website, test yourself, go much deeper if we can ever encourage you in the faith. We travel.
We got to pray for more people because they need our prayers.
What's that?
Us, we need to pray for ourselves and for more people because they need our prayers.
Yeah, we do. We do have to pray for them. But what we have to do is, the Bible is very clear. It says, "Go preach the gospel." So we go in the world and proclaim. The word "preach," do you know what it actually means? It's not a guy behind a wooden box on Sunday.
No.
It's a public crier that goes out and proclaims Jesus Christ, and that's what I live to do. And then the Bible says, Jesus says, teach them to obey everything I've commanded. That includes everything. I mean,
You know, I know prayer works.
And then pray.
My dad was supposed to die within 3 weeks, and he had colon cancer.
Uh-huh.
We prayed for him. He lived 20 years longer. He worked too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, God, I believe in miracles. I definitely believe in miracles. God is a God of miracles. But what I'm saying is that the Bible says, preach the gospel, teach them to obey everything you've commanded. And he says, make disciples. And sadly in America, that's not happening. Because you look at even churchgoers in America.
Yeah.
They're not being true disciples. A disciple of Jesus is what? Someone who follows him. Follows him.
You know who's in? A preacher friend of mine. He's Pentecostal preacher, one that preached the word, and he said the devil was the first to end his church and the last to leave because they already had everybody out there on the street.
Yeah, that's true.
And he wants people in the church.
This might surprise you, or it might not.
And he's getting it.
Yeah, it might surprise you, might not. I just, a Baptist pastor, well, he said he was from Baptist, and now he does Pentecostal. He's from around here, I don't know. He named his church, he had a real southern drawl, I couldn't even hear it, but he said, when I said to him, you're keeping pagan holidays, you're preaching a false gospel. I said, many young men tell me they got to look at the ground because they can't look at the young girls because they dress so lascivious. And he looked at me and he said, you're right. He said, our church has a lot of sin. And I said, are you going to go back to that? He goes, I'll have to think about that. I said, how can you even think that you can go back to sin? I don't even remember his name. I don't even remember his name, to be honest with you. I talked to him, but he was very nice. It's rare I talk, have a nice talk with modern pastors. Usually they get angry. He was nice, and he goes, you're right. And I said, a man down there, okay, real quick, they had teenage girls dancing on a stage wearing very immodest, tight clothing. And the men are all standing watching them. And I walked by to preach. They got mad at me because I'm preaching Jesus Christ. They all want to watch the teenage girls dressed in little clothes. And you know what a man said to me? Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I go to church. And I said, sir, that's your problem. You go to church, but they're not teaching you what holiness and what obedience is. So that's what we're all about. We're about encouraging people to get to God's word, not back to it, to get to God's word.